This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Tuesday vowed once again to launch an offensive into Rafah in southern Gaza, despite calls for restraint. He said Israel will destroy Hamas battalions there with or without a peace deal currently being discussed in talks in Cairo. Israel and Hamas are negotiating a ceasefire agreement meant to free hostages and bring relief to Palestinians in the besieged enclave. The U.S. has repeatedly said it does not support a military offensive into Rafah unless Israel presents a plan to protect the hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians sheltering there. Speaking in Geneva Tuesday, the Commissioner General of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, in Gaza, Philip Lazzarini, told reporters there is extraordinarily deep anxiety in Gaza about a possible military offensive.
My colleagues on the ground are also describing a constant state of trauma among the people, and basically they came with a new acronym, CTSD, which would mean constant traumatic stress disorder.
With aid slowed to get into Gaza, a tent community has sprung up in Gaza to feed and shelter displaced Palestinians there. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Dozens of children gather to receive food prepared by volunteers in Gaza's makeshift tent camp of Mawasi, which has become home to hundreds of thousands who fled from the northern region of the enclave when the Israeli military operation began. In the camp, they've been living in squalid conditions in scattered farm fields and waterlogged dirt roads. The UN and relief groups say Mawasi, which Israel has designated as a safe zone, is a poorly planned attempt to impose a solution for people who've been displaced. And they're dubious of the safety guarantee, since Israeli airstrikes have targeted other areas where the army ordered people to go. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Police in London say a 13-year-old boy was killed when a man wielding a sword attacked members of the public and two police officers Tuesday in the East London community of Haynop before being arrested. The boy was taken to the hospital where he later died from his injuries. Two other members of the public and two police officers were also injured, but police say their injuries were not life-threatening. Police Commander Stuart Bell told reporters the Metropolitan Police were called early Tuesday to reports of a vehicle being driven into a house in a residential street and people being stabbed close to the Haynop underground station.
A 36-year-old is currently in custody. He was tasered here at the scene and arrested 22 minutes after the first call was made to police shortly before 7 a.m. this morning. I want to confirm at present that we do not believe there is any ongoing threat to the wider public and we're not seeking any other persons. The incident does not appear to be linked to any act of terrorism.
Witnesses said they heard police shouting to the suspect and urging him to put down his weapon after they chased after him. Mexican officials told the UN's International Court of Justice in The Hague Tuesday Ecuador's raid earlier this month on Mexico's embassy in Ecuador to seize a former top Ecuadorian official crossed a line and set a dangerous precedent for global diplomatic relations. Ecuadorian security officials stormed the Mexican embassy in Quito in a late-night raid April 5th to arrest former Vice President Jorge Glass, who is wanted on corruption charges and has been granted asylum by Mexico. Mexico's representative to the UN's top court, Alejandro Solorio Alcantara, told justices Tuesday there are lines in international law which should not be crossed, and Ecuador has crossed them.
The actions undertaken by Ecuador not only transverse the established boundaries of international law, but also have served a disconcerting precedent that reverberates across the international community.
Ecuador has filed a counterclaim saying Glass was a fugitive wanted on corruption convictions and not for political reasons, and therefore was not eligible for Mexico's diplomatic protection. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected an appeal from entrepreneur Elon Musk over a settlement with securities regulators that requires him to get approval in advance for some social media posts that relate to Tesla, the electric vehicle company he leads. Details now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The justices did not comment in leaving in place lower court rulings against Musk, who complained that the requirement amounts to prior restraint on his speech in violation of the First Amendment. The case stems from tweets Musk posted in 2018 in which he claimed he had secured funding to take Tesla private. The tweets caused the company's share price to jump and led to a temporary halt in trading. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.